A couple months after its last update about the status of its shuttered pool, Laurentian University says it is still not yet in a position to determine a timeline outlining when the pool will reopen. The university president's office sent out an email regarding the Geno Tihany Olympic gold pool June 14, and Sudbury.com obtained a copy. Our facilities department has continued to work with contractors on the status of the Geno Tihany pool, said the email. We are not yet in a position to determine a timeline outlining when the pool will reopen, however we recognize the importance of it and continue to work on this as our goal. The email said since Laurentian's last update in April, there have been multiple evaluations that have provided more insight on the extent of the necessary repairs, and this work continues. The work has revealed that the piping and mechanical systems are in good working condition, which was a substantial concern. It has been determined that the primary issue exists with the bottom of the pool and requires further testing in order to properly estimate the extent of the repairs, the email said. We are in the process of receiving quotes for this highly specialized work. Once that is complete, we will have an understanding of the repairs and will be seeking to collaborate with third parties to fund the necessary repairs. We remain committed to these efforts and appreciate the support of the many stakeholders who are patiently awaiting more news. We will seek to provide another update no later than August 30, 2023. The Geno Tihany Pool, which was built in 1972, was shut down in the spring of 2020 as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic, and never reopened. The pool has since started to leak, and repairs are required before it reopens. At its February 17 meeting, Laurentian's Board of Governors approved a little more than $300,000 from its budget for the upcoming fiscal year to investigate and repair the leak. Board Chair Jeff Bang said at the time the university is basically making a very cautious investment to determine what it will take to repair the pool. He said the range in potential costs is vast, as some say the cracks could be sealed with new technology for tens of thousands of dollars, but there's also the possibility the pool would have to be relined, which is hugely expensive for an Olympic-sized pool. The short answer is we don't know, Bang said. We're all hopeful that the costs are low and that the technology and techniques are capable of saving the pool and allowing us to operate in the future.